Good question. We have post-election audits. We've done those after primaries and after generals. And what we do is we take a sampling of the election that happened in that county. So local, state, and federal races. And we sample, it's really a statistically sound way in which you can sample each race at a different sample size depending on your voter turnout. And then you'll have a true analysis of the process. And we have several checkpoints in the process with e-poll books, DREs, and now your voter paper trail. And all of those are used, but mainly focused on using our the VVPATs or the voter verified auditable paper trails. It's a mouthful. But those papers are not tied to an individual voter's name, but they do have the vote ballot on it. And when we use those, we also have a chain of custody for those. So there's a lot of security around just that paper part of the process. And that allows us to do the audit in a quicker, more taxpayer-friendly way. And it also allows us to analyze each process down to the precinct on evaluating if our elections process is producing what we thought when we created it. Just like I used to do when I was the quality manager at Toyota, when we take a Tundra off the end of the line and we test it around the test track, it's basically what our audit process does, is it allows us to double-check the e-poll book to the DRE to the verified paper trail.
And are you glad that the state legislature moved up the deadline for that to 2024?
I am. I know that our legislature has been very, very good to our election code. And they put the 29, or we put, because I was part of that, in place to be able to give counties the time to ramp up to 29. But after all of the scrutiny and the global, or I say national, attention to elections and all of that information that's coming into Hoosiers, it was really important to me as the chief elections officer to move it up to 24 before our next presidential so that we could boost voter confidence and that voters could utilize that new technology in 22, 23 before the next presidential, take away all those questions, be able to answer those in a couple maybe election cycles where they could go to their public testing day or you could go to your primary and your general and then have it already implemented and ready to go for the next presidential.
You just told us there's five counties that were utilized previously. We're doubling that to 10 counties now. I assume with anything statistical, the larger the sample size, the more relevant the data could be. Is there any thought of increasing that number to additional counties in the near future?
I believe we can do that. We have a strong audit process. And when we do increase the sampling, we get more and more data. We also get better at the process. And when we get better at the process, it takes less time, takes less taxpayer dollars to officially do the audit. And I think we can continue to increase if it's needed in our state. It also gives us the flexibility to be able to add the number. And maybe we don't need them in every year. We don't need to double it, but we can definitely increase, and we can definitely continue to share those results with Hoosiers so that they have more and more confidence. But it also, we have term limits at a clerk's office with a local election administrators. It helps us to continue to keep our training relevant and our standard practices in place.
When the seats program first began, the Secretary of State's office was doing scholarships for some election officials. Do you know if you're still doing that?
Yes, and we would love to continue that. It's so important to have that expert educational experience with those that are the closest to the voter and those that are implementing the process. Plus, you know, the state learns. They do end of this program presentations about their own local county, and I think everybody gains from that as well.